Luckily, that didn't call. I remember, Fev, a few years ago, I was at Phillip Island, and I thought we'd just gone down there for the, you know, a weekend, and Trix and I were playing on the beach, and I saw a pap up on the, if anyone knows, the jetty there. So I saw the pap on the jetty taking photos of us on the beach, and then I had a full-blown panic attack because I had needed to go to the toilet. And I we were so away from the public toilets. I didn't even think I could get to my car to drive anywhere. And Trixie was like a toddler at the time, so wrangling a toddler last minute. So I found a bush and I'd sort of crawl behind the bush. Yeah, but not when there's a pap around. I was worried those photos were going to end up in a magazine.
Oh, wow.
Pants down near the Phillip Island jetty.
They wouldn't be able to publish that, would they?
I've just seen Kit Harington, you know, with his elbow down his pants.
Maybe they actually could.
And there was one, though, that I don't know if it's quite right to bring up, but it's fairly harmless. Wasn't it? You mentioned it off air, I think, Fifa, a couple of years ago. You were going to the yoga studio in Kew that you were going to, and I think there were some paps. Were there not some paps?
Fire and why?
Because the way it ended was, the story did take a twist.
It was unfortunate because I was being followed by a pap, and I was going to my Pilates studio in Kew. Remember when I did Pilates? Wow, like a millennia ago. And I feel really bad because the pap was getting me as I got out of the car, but the Pilates studio in my area is right next to the TAB. And poor Bert Newton was walking out of the TAB and they got him. And I felt like going, Bert, I brought the paps to you. I'm so sorry. And then I think they put him on
the
front. I know.
It would have been just a little harmless each way, probably a dollar each way.
We all walked in and Proxy goes, that was the pap that was trying to get me. I've got poor Bert. He's just having a shitty scent each way.